So this is, I don't know why I'm doing this. This is my first audio on GWA, and I'm going to be reading Venus and Adonis by William Shakespeare while I touch myself. I don't know how this is going to play out because I already started, to be honest. But, okay. Shakespeare is kind of hard to read normally. I don't know how this is gonna go. Okay, I'm just gonna start. Okay. Even as the sun with purple-colored face had taken his last leave of weeping morn, rose-cheeked Adonis tried him to the chase. Hunting he'd loved, but love he'd laughed to scorn. Thick-thoughted Venus makes amain unto him, and like a bold-faced suitor begins to woo him. Thrice fairer than myself, thus she began, the field's chief flower, sweet above compare, stained to all nymphs, more lovely than a man, more white and red than doves or roses are, nature that made thee with herself at strife, saith that the world hath ending with thy life, vouchsafe thou wonder to alight thy steed, and rein his proud head to the straddle bow, if thou wilt deign his favor for thy meed, a thousand honey secrets shalt thou know. Here come and sit, where never serpent hisses, and being set, I'll smother thee with kisses, and yet not cloy thy lips with loathed satiety, but rather famish them amid their plenty, making them red and pale with fresh variety, 10 kisses short as 1 long as 20. A summer's day will seem an hour but short, being wasted in such time beguiling sport. With this she sees on his sweating palm the precedent of pith and livelihood, and trembling in their passion, her passion, calls it balm. Earth's sovereign salve, do a goddess good. Being so enraged, desire doth lend her force courageously to pluck him from his horse. Over one arm the lusty courser rein. Sorry, I'm situating myself. Under her other was a tender boy, who blushed and pouted in a dull disdain. With leaden appetite unapt to toy, she read, and hot as coals of glowing fire, she read for shame, but frosty in desire. She studded bridle on a ragged bough, nimbly she fastens, oh how quick is love. The steed is stalled up, and even now, to tie the rider, she begins to prove. Backwards she pushed him, as she would be thrust, and governed him in strength, though not in lust. So soon she was along, but as he was down, each leaning on their elbows and their hips, what is this about? I don't even know. Now doth she stroke his cheek, now doth he frown. He begins to chide, but soon she stops his lips, and kissing speaks with lustful language broken. If thou wilt chide, thy lips shall never open. He burns with bashful shame. She with her tears doth quench the maiden burning of his cheeks, burning of his cheeks. Then with her windy sighs and broken hairs to fan and blow them dry again she seeks. He saith she is immodest, blames her miss. What follows more she murders with a kiss. Even as an empty eagle, sharp by fast, tires with her beak on feathers, flesh and bone, shaking her wings, devouring all in haste, till either gorge be stuffed or prey be gone. Even so, she kissed his brow, his cheek, his chin, and where she ends, she doth anew begin. Forced to content, but never to obey, panting he lies, and beneath in her face, she feedeth on a steam as on a prey. She calls it heavenly moisture. Air on grace. One second. Finish her cheeks, where gardens full of flowers, so they were dewed with such distilling showers. Look how a bird lies tangled in a net, so fastened in her arms, Adonis lies. Pure shame and odd resistance made him fret, which bred more beauty in his angry eyes. Rain added to a flower that is rank, perforce will force it overflow the bank. Still she entreats, and prettily entreats. For the pretty ear she tunes her tail. Still she is sullen. Still is he sullen. Still he lowers and frets. Twixt crimson shame and our ashy pale. Being red, she loves him best, and being white, her best is bettered with a more delight. Look how he can, she cannot choose but love, and by her fair immortal hand she swears, from his love bosom, never to remove. So she take truce with her contending tears, which long had rained, making her cheeks all wet. And one sweet kiss shall pay his countless debt. Upon this promise did he raise his chin, like a dive dapper peering through a wave, who being... Who being looked on, ducks as quickly in, so offers to give what she did crave. But when her lips were ready for his pay, he winks and turns his lip another way. Never did passenger in summer's heat more thirst for a drink than she. For this, I can't even read anymore. For this good turn, her help she sees, but help she cannot get. She bathes in water, yet her fire must burn. Oh, pity, again she cry, flint-hearted boy, 'tis but a kiss I beg. Why art thou coy? Can I just finish now? I can't do this anymore. I'm so wet, too. This is so long. This is a poem, and so long. I'm just going to finish, because it's my birthday tomorrow. Do you want to hear how wet I am? It is not even funny. didn't know Shakespeare could do that to me. Okay, I'm just gonna finish now. Oh, fuck. Nice to meet you. This is my first post, and I don't know how I feel about it yet. But I'm gonna come for you. This entertainment.